And I'd like to talk about a part you didn't ask about, and I'll come back to the other one. Let me answer it first so I don't forget it. In terms of the acquisitions, we have actually throughout the last several years been making some small acquisitions. I'm not a fan of large acquisitions. I have a belief, actually the company that I helped found was acquired, so I have some personal knowledge of these things. I have a belief that an acquisition will never look better than the day it's announced. So you watch these things like Silicon Graphics and Cray this week. Years and years ago, the merger of Sperry and Burroughs to form Unisys, any number of large acquisitions, our own adventures in Europe with some rather large acquisitions, they never sound better than the day you announce them. Because, frankly, it's very difficult to mix cultures of large organizations. It's very difficult. I'm not saying it could never happen for digital, but it's not something that I spend a lot of time thinking or plotting or planning. On small acquisitions where you might gain a strategic advantage, maybe you can acquire some software that you need to round out your portfolio, or maybe some services in our multi-vendor customer services where we don't have a presence in a certain geography and we have customers that would like to be addressed by digital, those make sense. And again, it's all by business unit, so I'll listen to anything. If a business unit executive brings me a plan and says, you know, here is an acquisition we believe would add to our strategic strength, and here's the investment, here's the payback, and they're committed, I certainly will listen. And if I believe in it, if the senior executive team that looks at all this stuff believes in it, we'll take it to the board. But we're not eager to have large acquisitions. We're not looking for any. That being said, we are still reviewing our portfolio. And this will be an ongoing, never-ending process at this company. That is, a very reasonable question for me in my job, with each executive that stands in front of the executive committee and talks about his or her business, is let's look at each of your business segments and let's understand one more time, why are we in that business? Why are we in that business? Does it make sense? Do we have the opportunity to be a leader there? Does it support some other part of our strategy that's really essential? Does it strengthen our overall ability to achieve customer satisfaction? If it's not yet leadership among the top two or three or whatever worldwide, do we have a plan to get there, and is there any reasonable hope you can get there? Now, this is a new way of thinking for our company, but it's essential. You have to think this way because there can't be any sacred cows, even in semiconductor. There can't be any sacred cows. You have to earn your position in the company and the enterprise and the marketplace by continued excellence. And with me, there are no sacred cows. None, zero. The one imperative is we have to satisfy our customers. That means we have to do, as I said in my speech, we have to deliver superior products and services at superior cost. We have to do that. And so we continually need to review our product portfolio, and I would expect over the next several years, small divestments of things that don't meet those criteria I just described, as well as small acquisitions of things that would strengthen our portfolio. Now you think about, if you do that process well, over time, the enterprise gets stronger and stronger around the key things you're trying to do. Now one of the major things about that strategy, you know the thing we talked about, the horizontal layers that we're competing in, systems integration that we're doing with partners, and the three major areas of focus, the 64-bit high-performance computing, Windows NT and the enterprise, and connectivity software. Every proposal in every business, in my mind and in the minds of your executive leadership team, can be mapped against that model, and has to be, to say, in what way does this activity support that strategy? A very disciplined approach as opposed to some of the approaches of the past. Very disciplined. And in that way, we can continue to grow and get stronger and stronger every year with every product cycle. So with that, I think I'm completely out of time and then some. Again, thank you very much for your hard work and your dedication to this company. I'm saying that to all employees worldwide on this video. Digital is privileged, lucky, to have so many dedicated employees worldwide that are involved and committed to completing this transformation. We haven't done it yet. We can't take it easy. We've done a lot, as I said in my prepared remarks. We've got a lot more to do, but it's getting a little more fun. It's nice to see those wins. It's nice to see the industry, the analysts, the customers, the partners wanting to come back to Digital's products and services. It's a direct result of your individual and collective accomplishments. And on behalf of the entire company, I want to thank you for that. Thank you very much.
Enjoyed this broadcast from Digital Semiconductor in Hudson, Massachusetts. I'm Jill Jacobson. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.